Thank you. We give a great deal of thought and attention to our education. From an early age, we have been told that the way to get along in this world is to become knowledgeable in a structured way, one that proceeds onward and upward, taking us to larger places than what we had previously thought possible. We have the ability to search, study, and to learn, expanding our awareness in various ways. And in the process, when we do this, we shape and we mold our ideas about life, forming new patterns of belief. Now, many things will get our attention. Let us also understand that it is not necessary to study and learn about everything that gets our attention. As we travel through life, we learn to pick and choose, developing a standard for judgment. We speak of spiritual discernment, and we ask, what is important? What has value and is worthy of our consideration? Now, when it comes to our views about life, about God, and about us, it is best to be taught from within our own being. Knowledge gained from an outside source is helpful, but always, let us take it into the inner recesses of our being, into the silence for interpretation and meaning. The inner ear and the eye divine were given to us as our method of learning. Let us use them wisely. Now, this morning really is a special time for us. We are honoring those students who have completed classes in the Divine Science course of study. And I think that most of you are familiar with our teaching program. The curriculum. It consists of six classes, and its purpose is to reveal the truth of us so that that may become our way of life. A lesson in the spiritual psychology class speaks of truth in this way. The quest for truth is life's noblest adventure, and the knowledge of truth is the reward for our search. Perhaps our students have discovered that this is so. Now, those six classes, they are presented as an unfolding process, one that takes us from a sense awareness of life to Christ consciousness, one that takes us from the human experience to spiritual reality. That really is what we want to know, the reality of us. Nona Brook speaks of truth in this way. Truth revealed through research and experimentation is science. Truth revealed through logical thinking is philosophy. And truth revealed through study, prayer, and practice is religion. Whatever our method, truth reveals things as they are in reality. Again, I share some words of Nona Brooks. Divine science believes that the voice of God in the soul of man is the only certain guide. So now we know. All of this studying, all of this practicing, is of no benefit to us until we hear it from that still, small voice, the one that speaks to us in our own soul's awareness. Now, certainly in our time of study, we have done a great deal of reading, a great deal of talking and discussing. We may even have reasoned about truth to the very best of our ability. But if we have not looked within for interpretation, we have left God out of our time of coming to know. We've basically been on an intellectual journey, trying to rationalize our way into heaven through logical thinking. and I have to ask, how did that work for you? Divine science is a spiritual teaching. It is not an intellectual exercise or an academic achievement. The study of truth, it is a personal endeavor that takes place in us, and it cannot be rushed. It is not entered into lightly. It requires commitment, devotion, and dedication. The spiritual journey is not completed with the issuance of certificates of completion. Certificates give recognition that a course of study, it has been completed, but the journey continues. In divine science, we call it practicing the presence and living the truth. Practicing and living the divine science teaching, it's not a series of ending cycles and new beginnings. Rather, it is a way of life. The activity of putting into practice what we know is living the spiritual way of life, and it never ends. And again, we consider the words of Nona Brooks. Divine science believes that the voice of God in the soul of man is the only certain guide. We understand that we need guidance to assist us in living this way. Nona told us that the voice which does the guiding resides in the soul of man. Perhaps we could call it a master. We want to place us under the direction of this master to learn of us. Isn't that what the disciples did when they left their nets and followed Jesus? We are told that Jesus called his disciples in this way, "Leave all and follow me." And that is exactly what they did. They left their nets. They left their old way of life, their old way of thinking, and their old way of living. They stepped out into a new adventure, and they had no idea where it would lead them. But something in them allowed them to do this. Could it have been the voice of God in them, the guide that Nona talked about? Did this voice reveal, this is the way, walk ye in it? I think this might have been what happened to today's students when they entered this church. They may have stayed for a Sunday lesson. Perhaps they joined a study group or stayed for the Alumni Association presentation, the one that follows the service. Perhaps their first exposure to the divine science teaching was when they actually signed up for that basic principle of divine science class. But whatever the reason, they heard something. Something called to them to leave their nets, to leave their old way of life and their old way of thinking. It is also important to understand exactly whom or what does the calling. When Jesus called out to his disciples, "Follow me," he was not asking them to follow him as a man traveling all over the countryside. No, by "follow me," he meant they were to follow the message of Christ, the voice that speaks of truth. Today's students did not sign up for the classes because someone suggested it was a good idea, a really good thing to do. Nor is it a requirement of the church that they do so. They did not sign up for the classes because it gave them something to do on a Sunday morning, something that would get them out of the house. The message was given, and it was received in their heart. And it is in that place of serenity where truth is revealed. The master which we seek is the I Am presence in each one of us. The I Am presence is the crux of our being. It is this presence that stirs in remembrance when truth announces itself. That little book, The Impersonal Life, tells us that I Am is our true teacher, the only real one we will ever know, and the only master. The words we read in books, the messages given in the pulpit, they're simply what others have learned on their own journey. They are given as a form of inspiration, directing us to turn within and discover the master that resides in our soul's awareness. I am the way, the truth, and the light. This is the voice of wisdom. Let us listen and obey. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come unto me, and ye shall have rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Again, let us remember the words of Isaiah, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." And then we begin to wonder exactly, who are those children of the Lord? Well, they are the ones who answered those calls. Come unto me, and leave all and follow me. They are the ones who signed up for that basic principle of divine science class to learn the truth of them. They are the ones who are willing to allow themselves to be led by spirit, so that life may become their way of life. Now, all of the classes, all of the lessons of the structured course of study have as their goal the development of a consciousness that is higher than the one of the human intellect or of that human ability to reason. As wonderful as these faculties may appear to be, they simply do not go deep enough. They do not know the I Am presence in us, and they will not be able to receive from that source. The Bible speaks of celestial bodies, of terrestrial ones. We are told that each has its own glory. It also tells us that mortality must take on immortality, that is, the lesser is absorbed by the greater, revealing the reality of us and our only identity. We question why we are here. We wonder about that role that we play in the scheme of things. How do we fit in God's plan? Is there work to be done? And if so, what is it? The purpose of the work of the one on the spiritual path is to bring about the return to a divine state of consciousness. It is a return to the Father's house, to that place from whence we came. It truly is every man's and every woman's destiny to return to the Father's house and be at peace. I think it is our spiritual integrity, our spiritual remembering that allows us to leave all and follow Him, to accept that invitation. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. The awakened soul eagerly returns to the Father's house. You know, really, this is how it is supposed to be. We are to be consciously one with the Father, not just read about it or talk about it. And we may do this while yet walking in the flesh. We are able to do this when we are willing to be led by Spirit and not by anything we think we could possibly accomplish on our own. We were not sent into this world to work on our own. God is a very present help, as omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience. We were sent into this world to be the avenue for God's expression on this earth plane. We were sent to be a light unto the world, to comfort and to restore. But we could only fulfill our role, our mission, if we live from Christ consciousness, from our divine nature. And this is why you find us sitting in this church and why it is that we take classes. We are here to discover truth so that we may be led by Spirit. Remember, we are practicing the presence of God, the presence of universal wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We are not here to practice the presence of that human form. We are living the truth of us because it is the reality of us. At this time, I would like to address the students. I congratulate you. You are in the process of taking classes in the Divine Science course of study. You have entered into a new awareness, and you have learned a new language, one that speaks to you of marvelous things. Stay on the path and listen to the words of your master, the one that whispers with that still small voice of revelation. You have discovered the spiritual way of life, and that is now where you place your focus, your attention, your dedication, your devotion, and your attention. I urge you to continue in your studies and the lessons of life. Remember those words in Proverbs 2:6. The Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Knowledge and experience are keys to wisdom, but God alone is the source. All of us are students practicing the lessons of life's unfoldment. At this time, let us turn within and be at peace. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? As we close our worship service, let us enter the silence and listen to that still small voice in the midst of us. This is the true master, the only teacher we will ever need. The voice reveals truth. I am here. I will never leave you. I that never leaves us is the indwelling presence that we call Christ. The instruction given is, follow me, for I am that light that you seek. Jesus spoke of a spiritual being. God is spirit, and whatever God is, man is. Truth, it is revealed by the voice in the soul of man. Let us be still and listen. The time for realization is now. Right where we find us is the place of revelation. This morning we may each declare, I choose to follow thee. I choose to learn of thee. Teach me, O Lord, is the cry of the soul ready to receive. Let this be our personal act of surrender so that we too may be taught of Him. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He cause His light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within and acknowledge Him so that He may lift your consciousness and give you His peace. Amen.